Hey, this is Jason Hamilton with the Thursday, January 5th, 2012 fishing report for Manitoba, Northwest Ontario. With a rash of high winds and warm weather, the ice conditions are not deteriorating, but they're not getting any better, and there's some new pressure cracks opening up and ice shifting around on Lake Winnipeg. Caution is needed, so don't go out there and blindly follow GPS tracks to the fishing grounds. Pick your way out there around the ridges, avoid any pushed up ice, keep your eyes out for pressure cracks, travel with a buddy if possible, and if you're not familiar with the lake, it's probably best to wait until daylight to get out there and navigate around the obstacles, because the last thing you want to do is get yourself into a situation where someone's going to get hurt for a few fish. So that being said, the morning bite's still doing pretty good on the east side, Balsam Bay, in about 10 feet of water. And again, the fish are moving out as the day progresses. The west side, from what I understand, I haven't been over there myself, is doing a bit better, but the driving conditions are still not great. It's still best to go out with a quad. There's not even enough snow really for a snowmobile right now. So again, use caution and get out there and try to catch some fish. Warm weather today is not going to help, nor are the high winds. Lake of the Woods is not overly safe ice right now. Unless you're extremely familiar with the lake, I'd advise to talk to a guide or stay off. Definitely not drive on with the vehicle. It will be quad or snowmobile at this point, but lots of reports of people going through the ice. So use extreme caution there. Laker fishing in some of the inland lakes with safe ice is going good. Trout are being caught actually shallower than usual, and so that's kind of an interesting proposition to fish for lake trout in 10-12 feet of water, especially when there's some bigger fish coming out. Give the Lindy Darter a try, the 2 3/4 inch size, and rip it really aggressively. Watch your sonar and be ready to drop down follow-up bait like a white tube jig or even an unweighted salted minnow. Has been one of the best triggers over the last few years. So let that unweighted minnow settle down. It's real slow and painful to watch on your sonar, but often they'll take fish when nothing else will. So good luck on the ice. We'll update you after the weekend on the current conditions, and stay safe.